Unethical content marketing does not scale. There is no quicker way to alienate your customers and your readers than by writing deceitful headlines and sending out spammy emails. This is episode 4 of Copywriting Etc. Hello, copywriters. Today I just want to briefly share with you something that's happened to me quite recently, quite a negative blogging experience I've had, and I just want to kind of share my thoughts and reflect on that very briefly. So basically, what happened was, I woke up from bed the other day, and I noticed I had a message on my LinkedIn, on my Twitter, and on my Facebook, and each message was exactly the same, and it read like this: I know the internet is a free-for-all, and I had to use sources to write my blog, so it's not necessarily an original idea. But what the hell? You could at least wait a while before publishing a blog about the exact same topic, especially when we'll likely share the same circles. Now, before I go on, I'll tell you that this person who sent these messages, after they sent them, they blocked me on every single social channel, so I could not reply to it. So this person, I didn't know them very well, but they had gone to the same university as me, and I did actually respect them quite a lot. They did have, well, they do have a very good copywriting career going for them. They've got some really good gigs going, so I respect them a lot. So as this kind of attitude really appalled me. I'm still not exactly sure what this person was offended by. What I'm assuming is that I had recently written a post on LinkedIn that I published on the subject of dark social. I think this person knowing that I occasionally read their own personal blog, which I had done a month or two ago, I think they assumed I had kept on reading it and I had copied one of their posts. So yeah, this got them really fired up, and in kind of a blasé rage they had to send all these messages. So, firstly, I would just say it's kind of ridiculous the fact that I copied their post, and if they did actually check my personal blog, they'll find I posted this exact same topic maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago, actually. This is my post on LinkedIn was actually a repeat post, so there's no way I could have done that. But number two, it just makes me reflect on what a kind of awful kind of attitude this is. You know, if you're a blogger, consistency is key to relationship building, and if this person wants to have a blogging career, I can't see how she can kind of nurture her followers, nurture her tribe by kind of just, you know, throwing a teddy bear out the pram so easily. So I take some solace in that. They're never going to have a huge following if they're going to carry on this attitude. And it just makes me reflect on some of the things that brands do, that some bloggers do, that really annoy me. You know, things that really make me lose respect for them, really make me disinterested in the content they produce. So I'm just going to go over a few things that you as a business owner or you as a blogger should not do with your content. So number one, you should not link drop. Now imagine going to a party and inserting the name of a celebrity you had met into every conversation. You know, you just wouldn't do that. So it's exactly the same with link dropping. If you're adding me on my social media for the first time, or you're commenting on my blog for the first time, you do not just shove a link in for the sake of it. Okay? Because number one, that link has no SEO value at all. You're not going to get any link juice. And number two, it just shows that you don't care what I have to say. You're not interested in the piece of content that precedes it. Alright? So, you know, there may be some contexts where I'm okay with this. If you do write a really long and interesting reply to my article and you post a link that is kind of cogent to it, then sure, that's fine. But, you know, if you are going to post a link to your product or service, you better make damn sure it is relevant. Number two, automated tweet messages. There is never an excuse for automated tweet messages, never. It is a really, really annoying practice. And again, you know, the whole point of social media is that it's a two-way conversation, that you can interact with me. So the fact that you're using automated tweet messages is not the deceit that annoys me, it's just the fact that you're using kind of such a great tool for conversation as just like an email platform. It's just a way to just hit me with your own advertising or content. There's no need for it. I'm going to block you straight away. Number three, not being authentic. This is quite a complicated one, and really it just boils down to the fact that you need to be honest in your content. You know, you need to be authentic. All of us have motives in our content. All of us want more likes, more follows, more, you know, a bigger following. We want conversions. We all want something. Number one, you shouldn't hide exactly what it is you want, because it can be pretty deceitful. You know, if someone goes through your whole piece of content, only to find that the whole piece of content was kind of geared towards you purchasing their products, people are going to feel abused, they're not going to trust you, and it's just not going to go down well. And number two, you have to be authentic in your love of your subject matter as well. If people read your content and they can tell that you don't really care about what you're selling or what you're trying to say, if it feels a bit half-baked or a bit sloppy, people aren't going to read that either. So be authentic in your motive and be authentic in your love of your subject matter. As long as you provide utility and you provide knowledge and insight, then people won't care that you're trying to sell them something, as long as you're providing value. And number four, the final one I want to talk about is spam headlines. Now, I'm sure you've seen lots of these Facebook articles. They've got headlines like, I'm going to read one now. This young couple took to the floor. What they did next will blow you away. ... Or, you know, these sort of headlines where they say, you'll never guess what happened next. Or, wow, this is awful. I hope this doesn't happen again. And, you know, these really, really deceitful, I really find them really unethical. They make a mockery of content marketing and journalism, and they're just playing on people's kind of sense of curiosity by hiding kind of the thrust of their content behind this worthless and manipulative jibber-jabber. There's a really good quote from a guy, from the master copywriter David Ogilvy, which I think is really interesting to read. When we're thinking about headlines, he writes, our headline must telegraph what you want to say, and it must telegraph it in plain language. Don't play games with the reader. Okay, don't play games with the reader. You cannot scale deceit into a business. The novelty of these kind of headlines are going to wear off, and eventually people just will not tolerate being messed about with. Alright, so that's kind of it for me today. There's loads and loads of other really annoying things content marketers do that really kind of grind my gears, but I won't go into them today. I challenge you not to be like the person, though, who unfairly dismissed me as a copycat. You need to preemptively treat your audience with kindness and respect, not do any of these practices I've talked about in this episode. Allow your natural love of your subject matter to shine and reap the awards that come with building genuine and meaningful relationships with your readers and your audience and your customers. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. I'll see you next time.